What does vice mean? From its original Latin definition, vice versa means the other way around. As a result, it typically goes at the end of a statement and refers back to the statement. When this happens, the term indicates a rearrangement of the main elements in the preceding statement so that they are in the opposite or reverse position. In essence, vice versa allows you to save time rather than restating many of the same words in a different order. This may sound a little confusing, so let's look at a few examples to better understand the meaning of vice versa. I would be there for any of my family members, and vice versa. I would be there for any of my family members, and any of my family members would be there for me. My daughter doesn't like her teacher, and vice versa. My daughter doesn't like her teacher, and her teacher doesn't like my daughter. There are times when I'm happy, even when work isn't going well, and vice versa. There are times when I'm happy, even when work isn't going well, and there are times when I'm sad, even when work is going well. As you can see, vice versa requires a preceding statement that allows for two elements to be switched or turned into their opposite form. In writing, you can use a comma after the statement, though it's not a requirement. People often put a slight pause before saying, and vice versa, so the comma allows you to indicate this pause in writing. Synonyms for vice versa. Since the term is taken from Latin, you might be wondering if modern English has any synonyms for vice versa. Fortunately, it does. In fact, there are a few ways to express vice versa in English. The other way around. Usually, I cook and my husband handles the cleanup, but sometimes it's the other way around. Conversely, he changed a flat tire for me once. Conversely, I changed a flat tire for him once. Inversely, when unemployment goes up, inflation goes down. Inversely, when unemployment goes down, inflation goes up. The opposite is also true. My sister helps me pick out clothes. The opposite is also true. The feeling is mutual. My boss doesn't like me, and the feeling is mutual. None of these words or phrases work as well as vice versa. Though they all have similar meanings, they're not as easy to use. Both conversely and inversely are not very common in everyday conversation, and they usually require two independent clauses. The other way around, and the opposite is also true, are cumbersome to say and don't always convey the exact meaning of vice versa accurately. Finally, the feeling is mutual is one of the best vice versa synonyms, but it only applies when discussing emotions or feelings between two or more people. This is why vice versa is such a popular phrase.